And welcome to another episode of Podnuts Pro. I am your host, Marvin B. Ladies and gentlemen, I am recording here in the Uncle Marv Studios in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And today I have a new guest on the show, but from a familiar company. Today with me is Jeff Bibby, Vice President of Marketing for Zix Corporation. And for those of you that have been under a rock for the last year or so, you will recognize Zix as the name of the company that has acquired AppRiver. So we have talked AppRiver on the show many times, and we're going to continue to do that and talk about what things mean since Zix has come into the picture. I do want to go ahead and say thank you for downloading, listening to the show. I hope that you subscribe to the show so that you get them out right away. And if you, for some reason, are just coming across this show and want to know where to find it, you can find it over at podnuts.com, P-O-D-N-U-T-Z. And you'll find a great set of shows over there, Android App Addicts, and this show and a couple of others. But just basically subscribe to the show, get this in your feed, and you will get notified anytime I put a new show out. If you want to support the show, I will have a link to an Amazon store in the show note. And basically, if you go to Amazon and shop for stuff, folks, help us out. Just simply click on the link, and anything that you purchase within that session, it's still the same price to you, but a little bit of commission comes back to the show, helps me pay things like hosting services for Door, and helps me get some new equipment to make great sounding shows and all those nice little things that you want to keep free. So Amazon.com. Link will be in the show note. You will also find some links to some affiliates that we have on there. This show today does not have a sponsor because we're talking with AppRiver, and they support me greatly because I buy a lot of stuff from them. So hopefully that'll work out. I do have one announcement. And for months, you have heard me talk about this live show that I wanted to do and demo off some of the network testing equipment that I have. I am very happy to announce that that is a go, and we are going to be doing a live show December 10th. I believe the time is 4 p.m. It's not completely set in stone, but December 10th, which is a Tuesday, that date is, and I will get out an official announcement with the time. It will be a live video show, folks, and we are going to be showing you not only in the palm of my hand, but a web demo of the Linkrunner G2, which I've had for a while, and it is a great tool, but their newly released OneTouch NXG. And folks, that is a fantastic tool. I am waiting for my tool to be delivered in the mail so that I can run it through its paces before the live show, but mark your calendars down for December 10th, and you will get to see me live. And we're still working on the format. It's probably going to be a Zoom webinar. And the reason we're going to do that is we are going to ask that you register because the company NetAlly has agreed that they are going to do a giveaway. And it's going to be to somebody that is active and participating in the show that day. So be looking for that. Be sure to register and participate in the Podnuts Pro live show happening December 10th. All right. I think that's a very nice note to go ahead and start the show. And again, I want to introduce Jeff Bibby. Jeff is the Vice President of Marketing for Zix Corporation. Jeff joined Zix back in September of 2003. He has a ton of years of experience in high-tech marketing. Prior to Zix, he spent 6 years at Intrust, which is an internet security vendor. He served in various management roles, including marketing director, director for Intrust European Operations. Jeff has been called the director of physician utilization. And with that, I'm going to say hello, Jeff.
Hi, Marvin. Thanks for having me today.
All right. Before we get started too far, can you describe to me what director of physician utilization was?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. That's a great story. So I had spent all of my time in the security industry, all my career in the security industry. I originally, before Entrust, worked for a fingerprint biometric company, and then went to Entrust. And then when I left Entrust, people generally went one of two places, actually. They went to Trend Micro. So a lot of our friends are over there, or they came to Zix. And when I came to Zix, it was actually for to take a little break from the security industry, quite frankly. And what I mean is that Zix at the time was getting into a variety of different businesses. They already had a strong foothold in healthcare, and we're getting into a variety of businesses in the healthcare market. And going back to that time frame, it was still new for physicians to use e-prescribing devices. And so the concept was that Zix would go to a payer, a Blue Cross Blue Shield of Florida or Massachusetts or Texas, and they would underwrite the cost of us coming into a physician's office and giving them, if you can believe it, a Palm or a BlackBerry. And
Palm they Touch, would also, is that what it was? The Palm Touch?
That's right. And we would also offer to put Wi-Fi into your practice. And then we train you on using an e-prescribing device. And so that's what the physician utilization title was. That's what the focus was at the time. The physicians benefited because they've got all this new technology, and the plan benefited because they were able to keep physicians writing prescriptions from formularies. And so they saved a lot of money in the end. So it was a great win for everybody.
All right. Sounded like a great time back then. And now you are here at Zix. And as I did in the open, I mentioned that there were a lot of people who, for various reasons, still do not know that Zix has come in and acquired AppRiver and really don't even understand why or what does that mean or anything like that. So why don't we start with just giving a quick little rundown of Zix Corporation?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. So it's always been a Dallas headquartered company, Republic. We're listed on the NASDAQ, and it was started back in 98 with the grant. I like to say that it was started, you know, and it really sincerely was started before the cloud was the cloud. So it was this concept of a shared email encryption community where it made life easier for everybody. And what it did was would go out and secure the business from, again, going back to healthcare, secure the business from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Florida, and then get them using the technology, and then go take the next step was to go and then speak to, you know, to providers' offices or hospitals. And so the hospital needed to be in compliance with HIPAA, and why not use the same solution that your payer partners were using? And so it was this very viral effect of getting everybody as part of one community. And so the brand was built really off of a very specific focus on email encryption. And that was true with a focus on healthcare and financial services up until we got a relatively, I still think of him as a relatively new leader. So Dave Wagner became our CEO in January of 2016. And then that really marked what I say is I worked for the legacy Zix for 13 years. I've worked for Dave Wagner Zix for three, and now it's Zix AppRiver. So that's been our evolution.
Okay. So you've been a leader in email security. So what was it that made the enticing deal to bring in AppRiver?
So we were actually all, you know, the AppRiver would have seen us in the market. We were certainly seeing them. And so we were servicing a lot of the same markets. We were going about it in slightly different ways. So Zix already had an email encryption offering. AppRiver did as well, but it came via a partnership.
Right.
Zix had a threat solution. AppRiver had built that. And Zix had an archive solution, and AppRiver did as well, but that also came via a partnership. So just philosophically, a different way to go about servicing the same market. And so what made sense was we had a direct model and a channel model, but it was very appealing to be able to have a lot more reach with the channel community that UpRiver had built. And so it's just this really powerful combination of taking best-in-class technology and being able to bring it together with a best-in-class partner program. And the power of that for partners is they can then take that to their customer base and solve a lot of your customers' issues with one bundle from one combination of proven vendors.
Okay. So now I've worked with UpRiver for a few years now, and one of the things that I don't like is that they also work directly with end users and customers, but they have a great and strong relationship with us as partners. Did Zix have a partner relationship, or were you direct to end users, or what was that before?
So depending upon the quarter, Zix is, anywhere from 50 to 70% of its business prior to the acquisition came via partners. And now the makeup of those partners is different than UpRiver's, though. UpRiver had a focus on MSPs, whereas the Zix partner base, of which there are hundreds of partners, the Zix partner base was more focused on value-added resellers.
Okay.
And so that's really the difference.
All right. Now, what does it mean for, because of course the big question everybody is asking is, what does that mean for us as MSPs going forward?
It means that you now have the ability to receive, as I mentioned before, you now have the ability to bring a variety of solutions. You have a lot of flexibility. So you can bring either the Zix Encrypt offering to market, which is the gold standard for email encryption, or you could bring Zix Archive to market, which is equally a powerful solution for the archive, those people that face archive needs. The unique thing about Zix Archive is that it's not just really about email archiving. It's about overall business communications archiving. And so what I mean is that there are a lot of customers that have a regulatory need to archive a lot more communication than just email. They may need to archive LinkedIn conversations or texts or Slack messages or Teams. And so all of that can easily be consumed into Zix Archive. And then one of the really powerful parts of it is, if there was ever a situation where you need to share that because there was a lawsuit and it was required for e-discovery, we have a fantastic technology called SimpliShare that allows you to be able to easily share the contents of the archive with a third party.
Okay, SimpliShare. So we just jumped into a product there, and I had, of course, questions about that. So it sounds like you're not taking away any existing products. You're just simply adding the option of traditional UpRiver and Zix products. Does that sound about right?
That's right. And we've added a lot of muscle into the UpRiver channel program as well. So I personally have benefited in the form of being able to add more resources to the marketing program. We've completely rehauled the, what we call partner power. And so it's getting excellent usage from our partners. We're very, very pleased that we're rolling out a much more robust training program that partners have a chance to come either physically to an area, where we take the show on the road, or we do a lot with webinars. We've really increased our incentives for being able to attach Zix Encrypt and Zix Archive or the AES Securitized solution as well. And so so we've added people that are much more hands-on with, which is new, and much more hands-on with being able to support partners. So as you're quite familiar with the UpRiver differentiation, it has a lot to do with the phenomenal people that are here and how phenomenal it is to do business with the company. And so we recognize that and are really just looking to add more strength to it.
All right. So just as a disclosure, I did say earlier that I, been a partner with UpRiver for years. I don't know how far along I am in the process, but I just sent off an external drive with all of the PST archives from my customer. We are moving them into the Zix Archive Plus. So I can't say that I've used it yet, but I'm getting ready to. So Hopefully,
fantastic.
Hopefully I'll be able to say something good about it in a week or so.
Great. Well, thank you for that.
So, although I know we're going off script here, but I did think, so I had used archiving with, I think it was Global Relay a few years back, and that was a product where I could just simply upload the PST files to a portal. This time, though, I had to send the external drive, and I think I asked my person about that, who's no longer my person, by the way. We'll talk about that later. But is there, that was one thing I thought that it would be nice to just simply have been able to upload those PST files. And I don't know if you're the person to ask, but I got you. So I'm going to ask, do we know if that's going to change anytime soon?
You're right in saying I'm not the person to ask, but we are, the 2020 product roadmap is really, really exciting. And so, we're coming out with a lot in the early part of the year, both in terms of revamped versions of the large file transfer technology, which I know we'll talk about, and as well, just a completely revamped look and feel to all of our portals. And so all of this is getting attention, like to questions that you just raised.
Okay. So. All right. I'll save those for technical support.
Thank you.
You can stay the evangelist that that you are.
Perfect.
Let's go ahead and complete the talk on the archiving, because there's actually two products. There's the Zix Archive Essentials and the Zix Archive Plus. Can you quickly tell us the difference between them so that when people go in looking and they see the two, that they know what they're doing?
Well, I just want to first say that those people that want to have Global Relay, that is fine. That's a great, they've been a fantastic partner and continue to be. And so we respect that, appreciate that. And there's not going to be any change there. And you can add, this is what I was saying earlier, that you do have a lot of flexibility.
Right.
You could add Zix Archive or stick with Global Relay. And I will get you somebody who wants to walk you through more detail on Essentials versus Plus.
Okay.
We can get you more detail on that. I'll defer to my product management brethren to be able to help us out with that.
Okay. And then in terms of other products you're adding, again, because nothing's changing with the old stuff, but you're adding a Zix Encrypt. And from what it sounds like, that seems to have been your flagship product. Am I right in thinking that?
That's right. Exactly right. Yeah. Yeah. So Zix Encrypt is a cloud-based offering that's, as I've described it, is, and we hear this back from people. So this is why we say it's the gold standard in email encryption. So Zix Encrypt's sole purpose was to scan email that was exiting your organization. So on the outbound, in its earliest versions, it was an appliance. And so it has preset policies that are very, very proven. You think of them as DLP filters.
Okay.
And so it has proven DLP policies that we know from our experience now, are the right things to look for if you're a healthcare organization versus a credit union or, a small bank. And so it comes loaded with those. You could change them if you want, and or you can add your own. There's lots of flexibility there as well. And then you set what you want that policy to be. So if it detects sensitive information as part of your email traffic, then you can do a number of things. You could quarantine it. You could block it. You could encrypt it and send it on. One of the really powerful parts of it is that when you send it, we offer the industry's richest source of delivery option. And so we do a quick lookup to see whether or not we've actually sent an encrypted message to you before. And if we have, then we know what your preferred method of receiving it is, and we send it that way. If we don't have any relationship with you, then we quickly just send you a notification message said you have a secure email. Please come and visit us at this portal to retrieve it.
Okay. All right. Sounds pretty straightforward to me.
Yeah.
And is there any There was something else I saw, and I don't have it in front of me. I think in my notes I wrote a question of what is Zix Directory? Is that something you can answer?
Sure. Yeah. Zix Directory is what I was speaking to in terms of the original inception of the company.
Okay.
For those that are more technical, it is it's a big key server in the sky. And so, but the Zix Directory is the largest email encryption community, well, certainly for healthcare and for financial services, as we protect the majority of banks and healthcare institutions in the country. And so that's how we are able to do the quick lookup to see what your preferred method of receiving messages.
Okay. I try to be a tech. I'm not that techy, so I don't want to get more into that.
Good. Give me both.
Okay. So the final acquisition of AppRiver by Zix was done, was it January or February? I don't remember.
Yeah, we announced the deal on January 15th, and it was closed approximately 30 days later.
Okay. And then later in May, you acquired Delivery Slip, which was used a lot by AppRiver. So what made you guys decide to do that? And was that prompted by the purchase of AppRiver?
It was prompted by it. And what we, so you're right to describe it that way. So that was a well-established partnership between the two organizations. We didn't want to have any disruption for the customer, for either customer base. And so it just made good sense to be able to add that and avoid any disruption to AppRiver customers that were using the Delivery Slip product. So that product is alive and well. I personally have only just begun to enjoy the benefits of it. It's really, really powerful, very simple and easy to use solution. And so that is part of what I was describing. It's on the roadmap for 2020 is to be able to bring that together under a common look and feel and add even more strength to it. I was in some executive briefings of our product roadmap last week, and there's a lot of exciting ways for us to bring our email encryption solutions together with that file transfer solution. So, yeah, so it's getting a lot of attention.
All right. Well, for me, I noticed it because it added the large file transfer. So before, mm-hmm. you know, it wasn't, you know, you couldn't transfer a lot. Now it's, you know, it's a pretty robust feature that you can do a, you know, a large attachment as part of that. So I know that Delivery Slip was a part of the CipherPost. Is it going to stay primarily with CipherPost, or is it going to also be in Zix Encrypt, or are you just going to merge the two at some point and make it one nice, massive program?
Yeah, ultimately, bring it all together under a variety of different bundles. And that packaging is something that we're looking at right now.
Okay, well, I think I just ran out of questions because all the other stuff I do with AppRiver, I know, and I know that my listeners have known, and I don't want to dive too much into stuff we've already talked about, but I do want to at least mention the partner program. There's two types of programs, and I assume that those are not going to change, correct?
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's 100% true. I will just say, in terms of something that we haven't touched on yet, that's really important to me, is that we really appreciate and respect the AppRiver brand. And so as part of our overall approach and, you know, getting the word out in venues like this, the AppRiver brand is not going anywhere. And so people will continue to enjoy the benefits of that brand and all of what it means. And so our brand strategy is that Zix is the parent company, and you'll see more and more and more as you interact with us that AppRiver, it's just simply going to be noted as a Zix company. We have been very clear that we've done 5 acquisitions since 2017, and AppRiver being the largest. And so all of our future acquisitions will get the same treatment as well. So,
all right. Sounds pretty good. Now, you are known as one of the Zix evangelists, and I mentioned that earlier, and it sounds like mm-hmm. you travel a lot, and you were at a lot of speaking events and conferences and stuff. So you're going to keep doing that? You're going to keep being out there and spreading the word?
I am. I make it to Gulf Breeze fairly often. I've been here 3 weeks in a row now. I I have a team that we have our on the Zik side. Our major sales center is just outside of Boston, and so I'm there. And but yeah, we have a lot of work to do. I'm not surprised to hear you say that there's lots of people that still don't know the whole story. That's you know, a long journey ahead to be able to, you know, to get there. We're taking 20-year-old brands, and so it's going to take a while. And so yeah, I'll stay out on the road and keep spreading the word.
Okay. And just a left turn question for you: Dallas or Gulf Breeze, which do you like better?
Depends on the time of year. but I am really spoiled that I get the opportunity to enjoy them both. My runs out on the beach are just absolutely fantastic. So I have been to Gulf Shores before, but not Gulf Breeze. And I'm really, really enjoying my time every time it comes. So,
all right. And just
I'm pretty fortunate.
All right. And just to let people know who may not have heard me before, Gulf Breeze is on the Gulf Coast of Florida in the Panhandle. And it is literally a walk to the beach from their office. So nice place there.
Right.
Beautiful. All right, Jeff. I want to thank you for coming on the show. I do want to at least ask one more time, is there anything else that you'd like to mention that I did not ask or we did not bring up for people to know about the Zix and App River acquisition?
No, I think we covered it. This has been a great start. I would love to treat it like that. Marvin, if you have me, be happy to come back, you know, a little bit towards the end of Q1. And some of what I just described, we can get into it a bit further. And I really appreciate your support, both as a partner, but also at this opportunity today. So thanks for your time.
All right. And I will hold you to that. I will ask you back. And I will make a note to contact the person that helped put this together. I do want to thank Teresa Zerkowski, the media relations and content specialist for App River. She has been always helpful in getting App River on the show and making this a great partnership. And I thank her. And Jeff, I want to thank you again and look forward to our next visit.
Great. Have a great day.
All righty, folks. You have just listened to Jeff Bibby, marketing vice president for Zix Corporation. We talked about the continuing growth of App River now under the Zix umbrella. We will have him back again soon. That's going to do it for this episode. We will be back again next week with another great episode of Podnuts Pro. But until then, holla.